Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Dean's here with entertainment news, and let's diss Drake, because I think dissing Drake is what you got to do these days, Dean.
Well, that was the big theme of the halftime show last night with Kendrick Lamar. Now, I've been reading the text this morning, and I know Kendrick Lamar is not for everyone. Reading the texts, I may as well be talking to my dad when the Beatles came out.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about this. Was that kind of an odd pick for the NFL? Usually they go with some act that's a little more mass appeal, don't they?
He won
a Grammy, and he's very popular. I know that.
He won more Grammys than anyone else this year. He won 5 Grammy Awards, and I think he's got like 17 total. He's pretty mainstream. I mean, not for a lot of people. I mean, it's, you know, there's different musical genres and different audiences, you know, for everyone. But Kendrick Lamar, if you're a fan of hip hop and rap music, and a lot of people are, you may not be. I hear what you're saying on the text line. It not for everyone, but for a lot of people, it was a spectacular show. You know, I judge everything by Prince's halftime show when he did Purple Rain, and nobody will ever come even moderately close to that. That was the ultimate halftime show, in my opinion. But, you know, it went on last night, and, you know, fans of Kendrick Lamar loved it. He has this song, This Is Us, that he won the 5 Grammy Awards for, including Record of the Year and Song of the Year. And in that, there is, you know, he's got this feud going on with singer Drake. And, you know, people were wondering, is he going to go after Drake on the Super Bowl? Is he not going to do it? He did. And, you know, so that's the big talk. Do you want to hear a little bit of it? It's
You don't have him saying anything or singing about the feud between Clark Weber and Ron Riley, do you, by any chance?
No, I don't.
Then you can play what you've got.
Yeah, here's just a little of Drake so you can... Just to reinforce some of the mean emails that we're getting, the diss emails that we're getting the show. Not ironically, a cameo appearance dancing to one of the numbers was the tennis player Serena Williams, who is the former girlfriend of Drake. So it was just like one more shot at Drake during this whole thing. I don't understand it. Can't we all get along?
I guess not.
Can we all get along, please? Fortunately, you know, we also had some other musical highlights last night with a very New Orleans twist on the national anthem and America the Beautiful. Take a listen to this. Now that is, they're all New Orleans natives who did those songs. John Batiste, who is a 7-time Grammy winner, former musical band leader on Stephen Colbert's show, Louisiana native, he did the national anthem. And it was singer Lauren Daigle who sang America the Beautiful with fellow Louisiana musician Trombone Shorty. So, you know, I thought that was really sweet. Lady Gaga did a performance. This was before the game started. Maybe a lot of people may not have seen this because this was before the coin toss, before anything. She did a song for first responders, for all of the heroes who have been responding to the disasters that we've had in the United States lately with the song called Hold My Hand. Yeah, boy, I had goosebumps during that.
Oh, man, so great. And you got to go online and see that video from Bourbon Street. Fantastic.
Yeah, it was a Gaga on a piano, which I would argue is, you know, it's magic anytime she sits down at a piano. But they had all the, like, first responders who were all there. firefighters, policemen, paramedics. It was very, very, very moving, and a nice way to start the evening.
We are going to get into all of the Super Bowl commercials after the 8:30 news. But, Dean, what did you think of them last night?
My favorite was that Ultra commercial with Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara. Mm-hmm. They're on a pickleball court, you know, pretending like they're two old people on the pickleball court, challenging people to play. And, you know, people are like, are you sure you want to play? You know, because, you know, you're too old to be able to do this. And they get completely hustled by them. I was reading an article in which Willem Dafoe said when he was approached to do this commercial that he didn't even know what pickleball was. They had to teach him what it was and how to do the commercial. But it's very funny, and it was one of the few that they did not preview ahead of time online. I love the one with Harrison Ford. That was also a surprise for Jeep. Very masculine, very rugged. The one with Michael Shannon and Aubrey Plaza and Bad Bunny for Ritz Crackers was really, really funny. The Bud Light commercial, the Men of the Cul-de-Sac, I thought was hilariously funny. And, you know, they do these surveys overnight asking people what were your favorite commercials from the Super Bowl. And the number one commercial last night was that Budweiser Clydesdale commercial with the colt that's mm-hmm. not quite big enough to, you know, pull the wagon and gets left behind. And a beer keg falls off and this colt kind of pushes it to where it's supposed to go. One of those sweet Clydesdales commercials. That was chosen as the number one commercial last night. You'll hear more of them with Bob in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, and we heard a lot about some movies and saw a lot of Tom Cruise, didn't we?
Yeah, he was in a lot of things last night. He introed the game last night. He was the main thing, I think, that people were excited to see was the first trailer for the next Mission Impossible movie, The Final Reckoning, that showed, lots of footage of what we can expect from that. But it was not only Mission Impossible. We got some first looks at Jurassic World. We got first looks at Thunderbolts. We got first looks at Lilo and Stitch and How to Train Your Dragon. Megan 2, the horror movie, got a little early taste of that. So we're going to post all the trailers for all that if you want to take a look at them and, you know, see the dates and all that. Most everything's coming out after Memorial Day. Memorial Day and 4th of July weekend is when we're going to see most of those come out. But we got 8 or 10, yeah, new trailers last night during the game. So, you know, that was fun to see for me.
Got a glimpse of Paul McCartney at the game, didn't we?
That's always fun, isn't it, when we see celebrities just sitting and enjoying the game. Paul McCartney was there. Kevin Hart, who is from Philadelphia, so of course he was there cheering on his Eagles. Paul Rudd, who is also a huge Eagles fan. Anne Hathaway was there. Gaga, you know, we heard her sing, but she stayed for the game as well. Adam Sandler was there. Kevin Costner. Pete Davidson was on hand. And, oh, yeah, Taylor Swift was at a Kansas City Chiefs game. Who would have thought? We didn't really see very much of her last night.
No.
Normally
no.
They're taking shots of her like every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But there really wasn't very much for Kansas City fans to be cheering about last night. So,
no, there wasn't.
So she we didn't see much. And I heard that when she went into her guest box or suite, whatever, you know, and people could see her up there, they were actually booing her.
Well, there were a lot of Eagles fans. I mean, by all accounts, more Philadelphia people in New Orleans this past week than Kansas City folks.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed that way.
Explains that.
Seemed that way with the reaction from the crowd for most everything. But, I mean, you know, Philadelphia was just, they were completely on fire last night. So
Minions of Swifties are willing and ready to help.
Thank you, Walter. John Hamm and let's see, Bradley Cooper did some intros last night. They introed the teams last night.
You know, for their favorites. So it's it's fun. It's I'll stand by for halftime shows. You will never be able to beat the Prince halftime show from, I think it was 2007, when the Bears got beat that year. Still, the highlight was Prince singing Purple Rain in the Rain. As far as, the actual game itself, the Bears' victory back in the day was, for us, we'll never be able to match that, I don't think.
40-year anniversary of that one year.
That makes me feel young.
Beyonce news to report before we leave today.
Yeah, this actually just came out about 20 minutes ago. They had announced that there were going to be two Beyonce concerts at Soldier Field May 15th and 17th, and just this morning they added a third show for May the 18th. Pre-sales will begin tomorrow for this. General ticket sales will begin on Friday at 12 noon at Beyonce.com. So if you're a fan, there you go.
All right. Why don't you walk around WGN-TV today, Dean, and diss Drake, so you'll be very hip.
Yeah, it's going to be a diss day.
Enjoy it.
Today.